Hey everybody, you know who it is. It's me with another audio boo here. Today's date is February 3rd, 2014. And I'm just at Gate Street out another walk. Just coming up to Center Street where I'm going to hang a right and just pass on through to King Street. Anyway, the weather here today in Niagara-on-the-Lake is sunny and clear blue skies, and it's cool. It's about minus 5 or so Celsius, 23 Fahrenheit. Got the winter coat on. It's, of course, there's no biting wind. Just got to watch it. The roads are kind of icy in spots still. Had a partial thaw Friday and Saturday, and of course it froze up again, so the resulting water is made icy, so I just got to watch it here. And stretch of Center Street that I'm on here used to about 25 years ago not go all the way through. A couple houses here, and it was just kind of a dirt path, and then going up a little bit, about a couple hundred feet, and then there was a stretch of Center Street that came down from Victoria Street, which there were a couple houses in there, and so Center Street kind of went in there. But now it's a through street. There's a little bit of water running. There's a creek here where we used to go tobogganing. And on the right side of it here is my good... I remember about 35, 36 years ago, my brother and I were tobogganing, and I went down the steep incline here, and subsequently, I guess the ice wasn't thick enough, so I fell through. And so, and then tobogganing was on the left side. Well, it was down towards Gate Street. There was some empty land where the creek went through. The creek passed under Center Street and just went through. And there was a little bit of a hill we went down. It was a gradual hill. And but anyway, this boo that I was going to do was about... reflecting on the last 3 months at my parents', hard to believe it's been that long since, 31st of October when it came, and after vacating, it was all good, and no, it was the 30th actually, because it was a Wednesday, but anyway. I'm now in, of course, at my parents'. It actually wasn't too bad. I was actually thinking it would be worse than it was. But it actually isn't too bad. I think my parents still, you know, sometimes I think they just, you know, because I'm still the youngest, I think they just kind of think you know, I kind of still need them. Not that much. I think my mom still does, kind of. She just likes to do things for me and do breakfast and all the meals and everything. She just does it all and everything. So, and of course I can do what I want. I'm spending a lot of time. Ooh, patch of ice was rather slippery there. But anyway, gotta get a chance to, I usually talk to Delma a lot of the times. Wonder if my parents though, how they honestly feel about it. They don't seem to mind. They don't let on that bothers them, which they doesn't. I know today, I think I was just more wondering what was going on, because I wasn't down for lunch at the usual, it's usually 1 o'clock or shortly after that I'm down for lunch. And so I wasn't down. It was at 20-some, almost 25 after. They were wondering where I was, and I told them, I said, I'll be down in a minute. So, finally had to kind of excuse myself and go down. But anyway, that was all worked out. Okay, it was just sandwiches, so no big deal. It wasn't like the thing was going to get cold or anything. So, then I ate and then went upstairs and shaved and gave my phone a partial charge. It was didn't need it, but I figure if I'm going to take it out in case I do something, and good thing because of this audio boo, I think would, I don't know if it would hold up that long. So if I knew I wasn't going to, I wouldn't worry about it. It was still about 18% battery, but I got up to about 44%, which is not bad for just maybe 15 minutes on charge. So anyway, with that said, and I know after we eat supper, it's usually about 6:30-ish here, local time. And we usually talk, it's about 7:30, and there were a few days last week where my dad had a DVD on, something to do with, like, aliens and, you know, all this talk about, like, fad, like, about aliens, do we, you know, come from, do we originate from another planet somewhere and came here and, like, something like that and landed and, like, different, like, UFO stories and that kind of thing. And I guess there's a series of DVDs, and so there's, like, 3 nights in a row watching it. And, of course, I'd stayed down for part of it. Through most of them, I think the present day, the things were an hour long, the segments. But I wanted to get up there in good time, so I'd be there in plenty of time. And, so, and maybe watching something on TV, and after I come down for a snack or something later on, it was like, oh, you should have been there. It was really interesting. And, all, but, you know, no big deal. They don't fuss at me for not being down there. It just, it was interesting. Would have been, should have seen it kind of thing. That's okay. No, I'm no problem with that. And, so all in all, I mean, it's not as easy just to hop on a bus and go somewhere, although I still have those, the buses that I go, I have one of the two methods, either with the yellow school bus that I've talked about, or the Niagara-on-the-Lake Transit, and, so I can still go, but have to, of course, it takes a lot longer, got to use more, think about using most of the day. So, it's a little bit, but at least I can still, you know, I do still have pretty much, can do my own thing, whatever, and be on the computer and, you know, do my email and stuff like that, what I usually do. Now, like I said, if you heard the boo yesterday, I was mentioning about not feeling comfortable booing with them around. I mean, I've done a few when they've been there, just, you know, talk lower and, you know, make sure the door was closed most of the way. Although when I close it, I don't close it all the way, just leave a couple inches space so a little bit of air and whatever can get through. And if my parents do need, if mom or dad does need to tell me something, I can sort of hear it. That is when I'm not with headset on. But even then, I try to pay attention if I'm needed downstairs for anything or somewhere. So, all in all, I mean, it's a nice break from having the apartment and everything from what I did have. And, you know, like, I do miss apartment life, living on my own and stuff like that. And that. But what can you do when you're on ODSP and the government doesn't give you enough to just gotta watch it here, this ice here. Yeah. Okay. Just got to go easy on the ice here. I'm walking on King Street, and can't really walk on the road. See, Center Street, that's a good thing. I could walk on Center Street. And so, okay. Let's get this past this icy patch here, and even with these boots here, it's okay. Okay. We're okay for now. But no, anyway, as I started to say, I pretty much do have, you know, most of the freedom, and I'm not really complaining. And, because, you know, they do respect me, and I mean, like with eating and stuff, my mom was just, oh, you can have this, or she knows what I do or don't want or don't like, so it's not so bad. I mean, it's pretty dull, same thing most day in, day out, the same thing, but when I was in the apartment too, it was pretty much the same thing before, just, you know, a little bit of distractions when I did, when I was going out to groceries, and, like, fortunately, I still do bowling, as you've been hearing, with the various booze and all, so it's not really that big, like you say, all in all, it's not really that big a deal. The only downside, I mean, I guess some downs is that I kind of do miss my own, and yes, I would kind of do wish I could, you know, have more of my own routine and not have to worry, because my dad sleeps till noon a lot of times because he has trouble at night sleeping with the restless leg syndrome, nerves and all that, and so it's hard on him, and so, but you know, it's nice, you know, just the same, we don't let it bother us, we just go about our usual thing. Neighbor's cat comes over that my mom usually lets her in every morning and all, and you get spoiled, so, which all in all is good. So basically that covers how things are in the last few days, the last few months. Of course, it was a 3-week break when I went to Alabama. I don't know when I'll be going again, because, you know, with the bowling, I really don't want to miss too many more bowling weeks. So I may wait till, probably till May at the earliest. I don't know, you know, I'll see, but, oh, shoot, gotta really watch it here. This ice is just something here on the sidewalk. It's almost like a skating rink here. So just mind me walking very easy here. You can probably hear crunching under my boots. So, anyway, I think I've rambled on enough. Just heading down King Street back towards Mary Street, so we'll wrap things up here and see everybody next audio boo. So take care, everyone, and God bless, and boo at y'all later. So take care, so long from Niagara-on-the-Lake.